Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Yevamis, Perik Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Ram Gomli Eloimer, Ein Get, Acher Get. Let's see what happened over here. We have Reuven. Reuven is married to Rachel and to Chana. Reuven dies. Shimon gives Rachel a get. He's not married to her. She says Yevama. Shimon gives Rachel a get. Midrabanan, it's the same as if Chalitza took place to Shimon and Rachel. And therefore, if Shimon wants to be Miyavim Chana, now he can't. You gave a get to Rachel. If, let's say, Levi, a third brother, wants to be Miyavim, can't. A decision was made, Lo Yivna, once you made that decision, if there was Chalitza, once that decision was made, nobody else can be Miyavim. Well, the same happens, says Rabban Gamliel, if you give her a get, and this is all Midrabanan. Neither he or any of the other brothers can be Miyavim, Rachel, who got the get, or Chana, her tzar. Now, suppose Shimon wants to marry Rachel's sister, Leah. You can't. Just like you can't marry Achais Chalitzasai, you can't marry the sister of someone you gave a get to. Now, what if, for whatever reason, Shimon turns around and he gives a second get to Chana? You know what that accomplishes? Nothing. It doesn't change anything. It's a meaningless get. Because according to Rabban Gamliel, once Shimon gave the get to Rachel, the Zika, the Yivam connection is gone. So you give a get now to Chana? It's like going over to a lady in the street and giving her a get. You're not married to her. It's a meaningless get. Is that lady also to marry a Kayin? It's nothing. For that matter, let's say Levi would go now and give a get after Shimon gave a get to Rachel. It's also meaningless. It doesn't change anything. The relatives of Chana are mutter. For that matter, says Rabban Gamliel weiter, v'loy maimer achar maimer. So we have already explained that a maimer is a kiddushin midrabanan for a yavim. Really, the yavim just marries the yavam. But Chazal say there should be a kiddushin beforehand called maimer. Just like when someone stam marries a woman, there's kiddushin and then there's nisuyin. So again, Reuven is married to Rachel. Reuven dies. Shimon does a maimer with Rachel. Maimer could be with Kesef, could be with Shtar. And then for whatever reason, he changes his mind. He does not want to marry. He doesn't want to be Miyavimer. So he's going to need a get. Chalitza, to take off the Yivum, Min HaTorah, and a get to remove the Maimer. Now, if Shimon does a Maimer with Rachel, and for whatever reason does a Maimer with Chana, the second Maimer to Chana is, again, meaningless. Shimon would not be Aser and Chana's relatives. And Chana would not need a get to undo that Maimer. Or for that matter, if Levi came down and he did a maimer with Rachel, nothing happened over here. There's no halachic significance to that. If Shimon did a maimer to Rachel, that creates a midrabanan marriage. Fine, he gives her a get. Now if Levi comes and gives a maimer to Rachel, that's nothing. What's that maimer? There's no such thing. There's a maimer to a yavama. Rachel is no longer his yavama. Vayter says the Mishnah, v'loy be'ila achar be'ila. Let's say Shimon is miyavim Rachel. He's kind to her, min atoira. Rachel is now a regular wife to Shimon. There's no zikas yivim. There's no yivim connection over here. Now, suppose Shimon's going to come, or Levi's going to go, and they're going to take in Chana. Does Chana become his wife? Or the brother's wife? And the answer is no. It would just be a terrible avera of her brother's wife. But it's not a marriage. There's no such Yivam after Yivam. And for that matter, if let's say Shimon and Levi didn't know, or one of them was Miyavim Chana, after Shimon was Miyavim Rachel, there would be Mutter and Chana's relatives, because this marriage is not a marriage. It's not called a relative of his wife. Vayter says, the Mishnah v'lai Chalitza acha Chalitza. Again, Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven dies without children. Shimon does Chalitza with Rachel. The Zika is gone. If he did another Chalitza, it's meaningless. If he did another Chalitza with Chana, it's meaningless. Or if Levi went and did another Chalitza with Rachel, all that is meaningless. The second Chalitza won't count. They don't become Usher in her relatives. If Levi did a second Chalitza with Rachel, he will not become Usher in Rachel's relatives. Or if Shimon did Chalitza with Chana, he will not become Aser and Chana's relatives. that chalitza is meaningless. You already gave chalitza once. The chachamim disagree. The chachamim say, yesh get achar get, yesh maimer achar maimer. They do agree, avaloi achar bi'ilav aloi achar chalitza klum. Let's explain. Turn the page. Let's start again. Reuven is married to Rachel and to Chana. Reuven dies without children. Shimon gives a get to Rachel. Reb Gamliel holds that get totally removed the zikas yivam. The Chachamim say, no. You see that the get doesn't totally remove the yivam. Shimon says, let's do chalitza with Rachel. So the get leaves things hanging. There's still a zika connection. So if Shimon's now going to give a get to Chana, you can't say that's meaningless, say the Chachamim. He would be aser in Chana's relatives. Or if Levi, the other brother, would come and give a get to Rachel. Same story. According to the Chachamim, you can't say that get is meaningless. Levi will now be aser in Rachel's relatives. Same as when it comes to a mimer. Shimon gave a mimer to Rachel. It doesn't remove the zika. It sets the stage for Shimon to be miyav and Rachel. But Rachel is still a woman with a zika connection to the other brothers. So if Levi's going to do a mimer with Rachel, that counts. Levi would also have to give her a get. Levi would also become us and Rachel's relatives. Or if Shimon does a mimer with Rachel, then he does a mimer with Chana. That mimer does count. The Chachamim say the first mimer does not remove the zika. And if he did a mimer with Rachel and with Chana, he'll need a get from both. And it'll be also in both of their relatives. The Chachamim do agree, avaloy achar bi'ilav aloy achar chalitza klum. That's for sure. If Shimon took in Rachel, and Imamish married, was miyavimer, she's a regular wife, there's no zika anymore. And the same as if there was chalitza, there's no zika anymore. So any bi'ila, any chalitza, any get, any mimer, after Shimon Mamish took in Rachel as a wife, or there was chalitza, that taka, even the Chachamim say, is meaningless. So again, Rav Gamliel says, ein get, achar get. We have Reuven. He's married to Rachel and to Chana. Reuven dies without children. Shimon gives Rachel a get. That get, midrabanan, creates many halachas. So as if he gave her chalitza, he's also to Rachel's relatives. He cannot be miyav mechana, the tzara to Rachel, and neither could the third brother Levi. If Shimon would turn around and give Chana a get, or Levi would give Rachel a get, that's meaningless, says Rav Gamliel. There's no zika here. It's like giving a get to a strange woman. It doesn't change any halacha. V'loy maimer acha maimer, says Rav Gamliel. Reuven dies without children. Shimon does a maimer with Rachel. That starts the marriage process. If Shimon will now do a mimer with Chana, the second mimer is meaningless. Chana would not need a get. And if Levi would do a mimer with Rachel, it's meaningless. Levi would not become aser to Rachel's relatives. On these two, we learn the Chachamim disagree. They say the second get does have an effect, because a get doesn't remove the zika. The second mimer does have an effect. But on the next two, even the Chachamim agree. V'loi bi'ila achar bi'ila v'loi chalitza achar chalitza. If Shimon Mamish took in Rachel, she's a regular wife, there's no more Zika, it's not Masechtas Yevamos anymore, then it's Masechtas Kiddushin. If either Shimon or Levi would marry Chana now, that would be a terrible Aveira. Isra Veshesach. So it's your brother's wife, there's no Yivam. They wouldn't become Asur and Chana's relatives because the marriage is not a marriage. And the same is true after a Chalitza. If Shimon gave Chalitza to Rachel, no more Masechtas Yevamos. The Zika is gone. Shimon turned around and gave chalitza to Chana, or Levi gave a second chalitza to Rachel. All of that is meaningless. They wouldn't become aser and their relatives. Somebody goes to Bezin with a lady who's not his yavama, not his brother's wife, and does chalitza. Does that chalitza change anything? No, it's a meaningless act. Well, the same is true if one brother gave chalitza already.